KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. Sprinkles are moving off to the east-northeast. The widely scattered light rain and sprinkle activity across western Iowa, basically in counties along and south of Interstate 80 and points north. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. The National Weather Service in Omaha has issued a flood watch for Mills and Fremont counties, effective 10 a.m. today through 10 a.m. Wednesday. The Weather Service says periods of heavy rain are expected. Rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches is expected through this evening, with locally higher amounts possible. Localized flooding may occur. In the news, the Atlantic City Council this Wednesday evening will discuss and act on a change from electing Parks and Recreation Board members to appointing those members, which came as a complete surprise to the board. The board earlier this year proposed reducing the terms of members to 4 years instead of six, which the Personnel and Finance Committee had endorsed during their meeting in February. City Administrator John Lund said in a preview to Wednesday's City Council meeting that he and City Attorney David Wiederstein found it impossible to change the terms without disrupting the cycle of elections. Wiederstein is recommending the council consider the option of ending the elections for the board and having them made by appointment. Lund said he agrees with that idea and it would fall in line with the Airport Commission and AMU board. Parks Board member Jolene Smith said, "We should have had a heads up on this," and Charlene Bean agreed, saying the proposed change was very disconcerting. The City Council's liaison to the Parks Board was surprised to learn that they'd not been advised of the plan before reading it in the paper.
So you didn't have any idea this was
not a clue. Nothing.
Not a clue.
Really? Not a clue.
Really?
Yeah, and I think we should have been informed first.
You should have been.
Yes.
Just speaking
instead
for myself.
Of reading it in the paper.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And is that for all elected boards?
No, it's just the Park Board.
Oh, it's just the Park Board. Okay.
This is the only elected board. Elected board at the present time. Everything else is appointed.
Charlene Bean said that, frankly, she was horrified at the news.
Because I think the more elected jobs there are in the city, the better your democracy is represented. I think this idea of appointed positions just, you know, keeps the same old pool going. And there, I know that I would have, you know, if this were an appointed position, I would have never had a shot at it.
She said, "Also, right now, I see a lot of top-down governing that I don't think is for the best." Assistant Parks Director Roger Herring agreed.
Because oftentimes you get into situations where you have the accusation that it's a good old boys' society.
And it often is.
Mm-hmm. You surround yourself with your own yes people, and those kinds of things, where you have a better representation through election, because, you know, there's a group that's senses that there's a situation there and they want to be more involved and have a vocal piece in it, so they run the risk and go out and solicit for votes and compete and work hard at it and earn that position, as opposed to being asked.
Bean said the proposed change came out of left field and that she resented it. Other board members concurred. Councilman Pat McCurdy, who, as I mentioned, is the liaison, suggested the Parks Board attend Wednesday evening's meeting to voice their opposition to terms of appointment instead of election. McCurdy told the board he would talk with John Lund about the board's displeasure sometime today. In other business, Interim Parks Director Brian Rasmussen provided updates on the Schulberg Development Project. He said the West Playground Community Building is this Friday and Saturday. The street department has been working in advance to excavate the playground area, and Snyder and Associates engineers, he said, would pinpoint the holes for the playground poles and mounting equipment to make installation faster. A representative of Miracle Playground Equipment will be on hand Saturday to guide the construction process. Anyone wanting to help with the construction of the playground at the Schulberg Rec area is welcome to show up for one of two shifts each day from 8 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 5. Lunch and tools will be provided. You may also contact Parks Director Brian Rasmussen for more information at 712-249-3542. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were 5 arrests over the past week. On Saturday, deputies arrested 48-year-old David Michael Boggs of Council Bluffs on a sheriff's office warrant for felony possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Boggs was being held at the Cass County Jail on $50,000 bond. Last Friday, deputies arrested 25-year-old Jessica Lee Mack of Springville on a district court warrant for failure to appear. She was also charged with criminal mischief in the third degree and interference with official acts. Mack was later released on her own recognizance. On June 13th, 42-year-old Sandra Marie Namani of Wyota turned herself into the sheriff's office. She was wanted on two warrants for two counts of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, Class C felonies. She was booked into the Cass County Jail and remained held on $50,000 bond. 30-year-old Catherine Lynn Coleman of Corning was arrested June 13th on a district court warrant for probation violation. She remains held on a $20,000 bond. And on June 11th, 59-year-old Donald Allen Dolan of Griswold was arrested by deputies on four sheriff's office warrants for felony one count of ongoing criminal conduct, four felony counts of possession with intent to deliver hydrocodone, and four felony counts of drug tax stamp violation. Dolan was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $30,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Dorothy Gall, age 94, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Dorothy Gall will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Douglas Twigg, age 71, of Panora, died Friday. Funeral services for Doug Twigg will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twigg Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Richard Martison, age 72, of Elkhorn, died Friday. Funeral services for Richard Martison will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Mavis Dannenberg, age 98, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Mavis Dannenberg will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Heritage House. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Willa Dean Duff, age 91, of Denison and formerly of Anita, died Monday. Funeral services for Willa Dean Duff will be Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Wayne Ty, age 72, of Griswold, died Sunday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Wayne Ty will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Regan Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Thomas Ludwig, age 72, of Harlan, died Wednesday at CCMH. A massive Christian burial for Thomas Ludwig will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sue Stifler, age 74, of Exira, died June the 2nd. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Sue Stifler will be on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Dale Haynes, age 70, of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died June 12th. Memorial services for Dale Haynes will be on Saturday, July the 6th at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Gary Sheridan, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Red Oak. Private family graveside services with military rites by the Atlantic Color Guard will be held for Gary Sheridan. The Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of arrangements. Randy Allen, age 64, of Carson, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Services for Randy Allen are pending at the Reagan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland. Kay Kenzie, age 72, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Kay Kenzie are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Christopher Tucker, age 47, of rural Bridgewater, died Sunday. Funeral services for Christopher Tucker are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Mary Bernice Burke Bauman, age 99, of St. Joseph, Missouri, a former Atlantic resident, died June the 10th. Graveside services for Mary Bauman were held on June the 12th in St. Joseph, Missouri. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.